one has the ability to preach through an entire book of the Bible in a single worship service. So today I'm going to preach through Jeremiah. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. No, I won't do that. Philemon. Philemon is the shortest letter of Paul. It's also the only letter of Paul that he wrote entirely by his own hand. Usually, Paul dictated his letters, and somebody else wrote them down, and at the very end of the letter, he would take his own quill, and he would write down with his own hand, "See what big letters I use when I'm writing myself? This is the sign of my letter to you." No, Philemon, he wrote entirely with his own hand. He wrote it quickly, and he wrote it to Philemon in the church of Laodicea in defense of a new Christian brother whom he had converted in prison. So this is a letter from prison to that Christian brother's owner. That Christian brother was named Onesimus. Here's that letter. And as I read it, I'll give some interpretation. "I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and co-worker, to Apphia, our sister, to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house." Now, in an email, that's the from and the to lines. That's from Paul at apostle.com to Philemon at laodicea.org. All right? "Grace to you in peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Grace, unearned, undeserved, unmerited favor, love, and acceptance. Grace to you and peace. The end of againstness, the cessation of againstness, the end of conflict with God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. "When I remember you in my prayers, I thank my God because I hear of your love for all the saints and your faith toward the Lord Jesus. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective when you receive all the good that we may do for Christ. I have indeed received much joy and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, my brother." Now, my friends, he's buttering him up. Paul is buttering Philemon up. "I have heard of your love. I know of your faith. You are a good Christian. You have a good Christian household. You have a good Christian church. I have heard of you, and I give thanks to you. Indeed, my heart has been refreshed by you." By the way, if you have a King Jimmy and you've read that, you know it doesn't say heart. It says bowel. "My bowels have been refreshed by you." Spiritual colonic, maybe? No, in the ancient world, in Hebrew and Greek thought, you thought with your heart, you felt with your bowel. We moved everything one foot up. We now think with our heads and feel with our hearts, and we can feel it all the way down to the pit of our stomach, all right, with our guts. But that's what he means. The word in Greek is a word that you have to spray when you say it, splachna, and it literally means bowel, innermost part, okay? "Because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, my brother. For this reason, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do your duty, yet I would rather appeal to you on the basis of love." He starts by buttering him up, and now he's going to let him have it. "Yet I would rather appeal to you on the basis of love, and I, Paul, do this as an old man, and now also as a prisoner of Christ Jesus." Come on, feel sorry for me. Go, oh. Poor Paul, old man in prison, writing this letter to Philemon with his last gasp. Oh. That instead of writing with pigment on his quill on the parchment, he must have been writing with liquid sarcasm, friends. I am appealing to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I have become during my imprisonment. It's Paul's spiritual son he's going to write about here, whose father he has become, whose spiritual father he has become in his imprisonment. And he's really building up this Onesimus character, isn't he? Formerly he was useless to you. But now he is indeed useful both to you and to me. The name Onesimus is based on the Greek word for useful or beneficial. And he's using a play on the name here. Beforehand, Onesimus was not Onesimus for you. He was useless to you. Now he is useful. He truly is Onesimus for you. Before, he was a useless, runaway slave. Now he is going to be, and indeed is already, greatly useful to you. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, that is my own splagna, my own heart, my own bowel, no, heart. I am sending my own heart back to you. My child, my own heart, back to you. I wanted to keep him with me so that he might be of service to me in your place during my imprisonment for the gospel. While I was in prison, in other words, he was serving me for you. Paul's child, Paul's heart, Philemon's presence with Paul in prison. He's really setting the bar high here on this Onesimus character, isn't he? But I prefer to do nothing without your consent in order that your good deed might be voluntary and not something forced. Perhaps this is the reason he was separated from you for a while. Maybe he ran away from you so that God could convert him into a Christian, so that you could then serve me through him in prison, so that you might have him back forever, no longer a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but now much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Onesimus, my child, my heart, my brother, and now yours. No longer a slave, no longer a doulos, no longer a servant, but now a brother in the Lord. So, if you consider me your partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it. I say nothing about your owing me even your own self. I'm sending him back to you. And if he owes you anything for his running away, loss of servant hours, loss of income, if he owes you anything, maybe he destroyed something in running away, if he owes you anything, put it on my account. I, writing this with my own hand, I promise you, I will repay it. After all, I'm not going to remind you that you owe me your eternal soul. Sarcasm here is powerful, friends. In other words, Philemon, you owe me your eternal soul. I have more than enough credit with you. If he owes you anything, that debt is gone. I say nothing about your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, let me have this benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my splachna, my bowel, my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I am writing to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. I'm sure you're going to do what I say. I'm sure you're going to obey. I'm sure you're going to treat him like a brother. I'm sure you're going to treat him like me, like my heart. I'm sure you're going to forgive him and free him. One more thing. Prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping through your prayers to be restored to you. In other words, I'm going to come and find out if you're going to obey. Paul wasn't stupid. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit. And that's it. The letter to Philemon was used back during the Civil War and before by preachers on both sides of the conflict, those who argued that there were no grounds for slave ownership, certainly not in the church, and indeed nowhere in civilized society. And those who said, Paul didn't free Onesimus, therefore we shouldn't have to free our slaves. Paul made it very clear. In Christ, Onesimus, who had been a useless runaway slave, now becomes useful because he has been freed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. He becomes useful because he has become your brother. He has become my son. He has become my very heart. Indeed, you are to treat him as if you were treating me when he comes home. Paul was very clear. If he owes you anything, put it on my account. I will pay it. I'm not going to remind you that you owe me everything anyway. Paul was very clear. In Christ Jesus, while there may be no Jew nor Greek, no slave, no free, no male or female, indeed, in Christ Jesus, we are all sisters and brothers, one together. Amen. And called to treat each other as sisters and brothers in Christ. Where have you been useless, running away, enslaved to sin in your life? Where have you been useless, running away, enslaved to doing your own thing in your life? We here in the 21st century can hear this letter written to Philemon and here a call to us to become like Onesimus, to become useful again by being freed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Freed from enslavement to sin. Freed from enslavement to doing it our own way. Frank Sinatra sang some wonderful, beautiful songs, but the one that I cannot stand is that horrible, I did it my way. Doing it our own way is a prescription for enslavement. Doing it God's way, Christ's way, the Lord's way, living as God would have us live, in love and loyalty to Jesus Christ, reaching out our arms in love and acceptance to others, serving the last and the least and the lost, welcoming all, regardless of background. Doing it the Lord's way, we have true freedom. Are we useless, enslaved to sin? Or are we useful, freed by the gospel of Jesus Christ? In Jeremiah reading today, we see the potter, which is God, making, shaping a bowl or some kind of a vessel. And as the vessel is shaped on the wheel, it becomes imperfect and collapses and falls apart. And God mushes it together and starts over again. How have we fallen apart? Individually and as a people, how have we fallen apart on God's potter wheel? How have we become useless? And how can we submit ourselves to the potter, submit ourselves to God, and allow God to remold us and reshape us and make us useful again? Ask yourself that question this week. How can you become an Onesimus, a useful one for God? Where you live, amongst the people with whom you work or study, amongst the people where you play, amongst the people where you worship, how can you become an Onesimus, a useful one again? Allow the hand of the potter to shape and remold you and become useful again. Allow the gospel of Jesus Christ to free you as it freed Onesimus from slavery. Allow the gospel to free you from our slavery, from your slavery to sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information, or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.